So the Halakha Mishnah Vayter Maseches Kelim Perik Hey Mishnah Vav Tanner and Oven Shenasim by Afar Ad Chetzioi. He filled it up with dirt halfway up. Why? I don't know. But he probably had a reason. And now a sheretz touched something in this oven over the dirt. So everything becomes tummy, including the part that's from the dirt and down. But if a sheretz was just suspended into the airspace of this oven, and it did not touch the walls of the oven on the inside, although a kli cheres does become tummy, even when tumah comes into its airspace, but the only thing that would become tummy is what's above the point of earth. Let's see the mission inside. Tani ren oven shenasim be'afar ad chetzio. He filled up the bottom part of the oven, halfway up, with dirt, earth, dirt. Be'afar ulamata on the chelik of the oven. That is underneath where the afar is, mitameh, it would only become tameh, b'maga, if a sheretz touched, physically touched, the part above the earth, from inside. But if the sheretz was just suspended, and never touched the walls of the oven, then the bottom part, that's full of earth, does not become tameh. However, the afar lamayla in the chelik of the oven, that is above the earth, mitameh, does become tameh, even if the sheretz just was suspended there, ba'avir, in the air, and didn't actually touch anything. So I think by now you've basically chapped the mahalach, that whenever we say it becomes tummy through maga, but not through avir, it's only because the whole tumma is only midrabanan. So Chazal saw a need to create a tumma midrabanan, but they also saw a need that you remember it's just midrabanan, so you don't burn any truma or kachim. And in Mela, they gave us these guidelines. Maga, yes, avir, no. To understand it a little better, Me'ikar adin, the part of the keli that's full of earth, is no longer part of the keli. But Chazal felt people will get confused. I mean, it's actually connected to the top part. And people are going to see it's not part of the keli. So they said, okay, midrabanan, it's tameh. But to remember, again, that it's midrabanan. So they said, only maga, not avir. Not everyone learns the way. There's some that learn that in this case, it's a little bit different. We could be talking about a tumah deraisa, but we're just saying it's not shaykh avir because there's no avir. It's full of earth. So how the lumdus exactly how that works, that's discussed over here in the Rishonim. You can take a look in the Sefer Mishnah Achrayin. Okay, either way, this is the halacha. We'll go weiter here. This will be our chazor on this part of the Mishnah also. If you filled up the tanner halfway, if tumah touches anything on top, the bottom becomes tameh. If the tumah is just suspended in the airspace on top, the bottom part of the tanner is speared. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Here we have a brand new oven, but when he heats it up for the first time, which finishes it off as an oven, it wasn't connected to the ground. Usually it's put down onto the ground, even though the oven doesn't have its own floor, but it's clayed to the ground. But in this case, rather in a sana, he put it alpi abar or alpi hadus. A bar is a hole in the ground. A dus is made like a bar, like a pit, but it's an above ground structure. Either way, here's where he put his oven. Nisani api abar ayapi ados. He took this new oven, placed it over the opening of the bar of the dos. Vinasan sham evan. He also placed a stone there. That stone he kind of shoved in between the oven and the side of the bar of the dos, and that was to hold things in place. So try to imagine there's a hole in the ground. And he takes his oven. The oven we already know is like a cone-shaped kli cheres. Wide at the bottom, narrow on top. It's totally open at the bottom. And he puts it over this bar. Or over the dus, which is a pit, but it's built up high. Either way, it's over a hole. It's a good move, because you can light the fire in the bar. Remember, the actual dough, the way they baked the bread, was by sticking it onto the walls of the oven. But it doesn't fit exactly. The width of the hole of the bar, or the dough, is a little bit bigger than the bottom of the oven. So what he does is, he puts in a stone over there, in between the edge of the bar and the tanner, to hold it in place. That's how the Batanura learns. So Rabbi Yehuda says, here's the halach. If we're talking about a situation where masik milmata, if he heats up the fire from underneath, in other words, inside the pit, which is lower than the imaginary floor of the oven doesn't have a floor, but if there would be a floor, this is even lower than that. It's in the subway. It's underneath. Still, v'hu nisak milmala, even though the fire is burning at the bottom of the pit, the oven itself heats up as much as would have to be heated up. You can bake with this heat. So then it's tummy. Now the oven becomes tummy. Meaning to say, now it could become tummy. It's not the fire that would make it tummy, but it's the fire that would turn it into a keli. It's the fire that turns it into an oven, and once it's an oven, it could become tummy. Well, what if it's too deep or it's too big? If I would light the fire at the bottom of the pit, it's not going to heat up the oven. The only way to heat up the oven is to place some kind of a platform on top of the pit and light the fire on top of the platform. So the Chachamim say, no, the oven doesn't become an official oven. This din, once you light up the fire, it becomes an oven. It's only an oven that the Torah is referring to. The Torah is referring to an oven that is connected to the ground. Because the Torah says when you take apart the oven, it says, Tana v'karayim yutatz. That lashon netitza is only by things that are connected to the ground. If it's a movable keli that you're taking apart, we use the term breaking, shvira, not netitza. So we know when the Torah is talking about an oven, the Torah is talking about something that's connected to the ground. Now, we can't consider this oven connected to the ground unless the fire in the ground serves the oven. Well, that's the connection. But if the fire in the ground is too low to heat up the oven, so what's the shaycha? So the oven is like a keli on its own. Fine, you'll put in a stone, you'll put something there to make the fire, but then it's a keli on its own. It's not the oven. And this din that the oven becomes an oven, when you heat it up, is only an oven that's connected to the ground. The Chachamim say it's not necessary that the fire at the bottom of the bar should heat up the oven. Rather, if you could somehow heat up this oven through a fire burning in the oven itself, even though it's not connected to the ground, it still becomes tummy. And again, what we mean is it becomes roy to be makabel tum. At the end of the pasuk, when the Torah talks about ovens, the Torah says, "Utmeim yulachem." And the Chachamim see in this pasuk, an oven's going to become tummy, whether it's connected to the ground or whether it's not connected to the ground, just by using it. And let me just remind you that the machloikas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only with a brand new oven, oven that was never used. We're trying to figure out this din, that by heating it up, it becomes an oven, is that only when it's mechubal lekarko, even when it's not mechubal lekarko. But let's say I have a tana that's connected to the ground, and I heated it up, it's now a regular oven, and you take it away from there. You put it down someplace else. Rabbi Yehuda would also be moida. It's going to be mekabel tum. Even though it's not in its original place, even if he did not put it on the ground, even if it's hanging from the neck of a camel. That's not my mashal, that's the mashal Chazal use. There's no din that only an oven that's connected to the ground is mekabel tuma. This machloikus is only about the din that you have to heat up the oven the very first time in order for it to become an oven. Again, that first time heating up, to turn it into an oven, according to the Yehuda, it's only when it's mechubal lekarka. Only when it's connected to the ground. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, I need this oven to be considered connected to the ground. It's over a pit, fine. As long as a fire in the pit could warm up the oven on top, that's called connected. If not, it can't become roi lekabel tuma through heating it up when it's not connected to the ground. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, they darshan from the pasuk. Could have no shaychas to the ground. It can be hanging from the neck of a camel. Once you heat it up, it becomes tummy. So according to the Chacham, the fire does not have to burn from the bottom of the pit to warm up the oven all the way on top to be able to bake with it, because you're right, if it can't warm up the top, it's not mechubal lekarka, but you can still heat it up on top, and it becomes an oven. It doesn't have to be connected to the ground. And finally, one more time, where would the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda be Maida? That it doesn't have to be connected to the ground in order for it to become tameh? Once it became an oven. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it was connected to the ground, that it became an oven, and then you picked it up and carried it someplace else and hung it from the neck of a camel, it still is royal lekabel tuma. Once it became tummy, when it was connected to the ground, that status doesn't change. Doesn't make a difference where it's hanging from.